You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
There's an often told story that's one of my favorites about St. Peter, who was giving a tour to newly arrivals in heaven, showing them around the large mansion that was theirs for eternity. And as the group was enjoying and excited about being in heaven and seeing this huge, large mansion where everybody was, and St. Peter's taking them along and showing them all the beautiful rooms, he suddenly turns to them and says, "Now, before we go down this hallway, I want everybody to be absolutely quiet." And someone said, "Why?" He said, "Because that's where all the Catholics are, and they think they're the only ones up here." When someone asked Jesus in today's gospel, "Will only a few people be saved?" what do you think they were hoping to hear? Maybe Jesus said, "Yes, just you and a few others." Or maybe they were hoping to hear just the Jewish people. Or maybe they were hoping to hear not just a few, but everyone. But Jesus' response is not about the quantity of people who will be saved, but rather about the quality of people. "Strive to enter through the narrow gate," is his reply. In other words, the door is open for everyone, regardless of what label they have behind their name. But there are high expectations for everyone, and no one has the inside track. I'm sure we've all experienced someone coming up to us and saying, "Are you saved?" And my response always is, "Yes, but not yet." In other words, we know that we were all saved on Good Friday when Jesus suffered and died on the cross. But that simply means the door of salvation was open for us, but we have not yet gone through that narrow gate. That image of the narrow gate that Jesus used in today's gospel is a powerful reminder to us that if we want to be one with the Lord in the hereafter, we must be one with the Lord in the here and now. We must conform ourselves to Christ so that where he has gone, we can follow. And as we are reminded by the passage from the letter to the Hebrews today, we must be willing to endure whatever trials God may send our way and see them not as punishment, but rather as opportunities to grow in our trust in our Heavenly Father's love and mercy. Salvation, then, is not a one-time event, but a lifelong commitment to discipleship. As that Hall of Fame baseball catcher who grew up in St. Louis, Yogi Berra, oftentimes said, "It ain't over until it's over." So, too, we ain't saved until we're saved and have passed through that narrow gate. Suppose someone asks you, "Are you in good physical shape?" And maybe you might respond, "Well, yes, I've been a member of the YMCA for 20 years. But if you've never worked out at the YMCA or any other exercise place the past 20 years, would you really be in good physical shape? Probably not. And so too with our spiritual health. We may have joined the church 50, 60, or 70 years ago, but if we haven't been to church since, or we never pray or do any other spiritual exercises, we're probably not in very good spiritual shape. And just as someone who is not in good physical shape can't pass through a narrow gate, so someone too who is not in good spiritual shape can't pass through the narrow gate of heaven. During this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, we're reminded by Pope Francis that it's not too late to get into good spiritual shape. For our merciful Father opens wide for us the door of mercy. But as Jesus reminds us with his image of today's gospel, there comes a time when that door will be closed. A time for each of us where the master of the house locks that narrow gate. And then it will be too late. And so we are challenged to seize the present moment and to strive to stay in good spiritual shape through our regular spiritual exercises of celebrating the Eucharist, personal prayer, reading the scriptures, practicing stewardship, and doing the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Many of us have probably been watching the Olympic athletes during these past 2 weeks who are in such top-notch physical shape. But they would tell you, staying in shape is a year-round, lifelong commitment to self-discipline and workouts. There is no coasting. And so too for us, staying in top-notch spiritual shape is a year-round, lifelong commitment to self-discipline and spiritual exercises. But again, the good news is the narrow gate is open and everyone is welcome. But we have to take advantage of the opportunities that God gives to us each and every day to conform ourselves to Christ so that by our lives of hope, mercy, and love, we might someday pass through the narrow gate. And we are all called as missionaries to go forth and to proclaim this good news to others, inviting them too to conform themselves to the way of Christ, inviting them too to come to believe as we do that God is good.
All the time.
God is good.